Good evening, brothers, sisters, and friends, and young people. Don't worry about all my material. We're not going to be here too long. Before I get started, my position at the Arkansas Bible School is to organize and oversee all activities April, June, September under the guidance of the other two committee members and the representatives of the ecclesias that put these activities on at Martinville. I usually don't speak. I start things off on Saturday night at the Bible school and usually have just a few words because it takes long to get through that. The reason I am standing here tonight is I had selected a brother to do this, and he didn't feel comfortable about it, so instead of putting it on another brother, I thought I would do it myself. I would like to say something that we have a 3-year plan that's been put together, and a lot of time is spent in regard to the topics presented, and also the brothers that are selected to do that material. So if we select you and ask you to do something for us, give it some serious thought, because you have been especially selected for that material, and it would sure be beneficial if you would carry through for us, because it's not any spur of the moment selection, I guarantee you. No one is asked to do anything on a spur of a moment. A lot of thought is gone into selecting you. One other thing that I want to say. This is in the bookstore. We regret that our presenting this would upset anybody. However, we would be upset if the things that are in this book that are in our community, if they would have an effect on our children and our young people. So, we would like for everybody to read this, even those of you that you don't think you are in agreement with it. And if you can find an error, if you can find something that's incorrect in this pamphlet, Brother Adam Kuypers and myself will stand up before you in April, in June, or September of next year, and we will correct it. But I don't think you're going to find anything that's incorrect in that pamphlet. Now, the other thing that I want to mention is that we have a special week this week for the 3 through the 25-year-old. And it's been a wonderful week for me. And within this group, I know a lot of you. And I know that the majority of you that I know, you are exclusively undiminished brothers and sisters and future exclusive unamended brothers and sisters. And if it's possible, you will be here in April, you'll be here in June, and you will be here in September. And some of you are here at every cleanup and also our leaf rake day in spring. And I know there's a nucleus in this group of young people. They know the same things that I know regarding this just as well as I do, and this just as well as I do. And the reason they do is because it's discussed in their homes, it's discussed in their ecclesia. And for any of you young people, this is not taking place in your Christadelphian life. We are recommending that you encourage your parents and your ecclesia to look in these things with you. Brother Jim, in his three lectures, Does It Matter What We Believe?, presented a lot of material that I won't have to go over, except just a few things to refresh our minds. Since the original division in 1898, and history is very important, we need to know the history of the Christadelphian community, which led to the formation of the two communities, the unamended and the amended. There has been a desire for reconciliation. In the year 1900, as Brother Jim instructed us, while on a visit to England and Wales, Brother Thomas Williams, in response to the divided state of the Brethren of the British Isles, challenged the English Brethren to seek peace and rally around the old Birmingham Statement of Faith and Basis of Fellowship. Brother Williams' appeal was rejected, and unfortunately, his appeal is probably the only solution possible, but will never be implemented. Brother Williams remained faithful to the unamended community and our statement of faith till his death. And as Brother Jim mentioned, after the end of the Second World War, unamended and amended were stimulated by their shared experience as conscientious objectors. There was renewed interest in unity. The work of Brother Thomas Williams kept the unamended community intact until this situation back in the 40s, 42 through 48. Following a meeting in New Jersey in 1954, each major region of the continent established reunion committees, leading to a continental effort in the 1970s. And as Brother Jim presented, these reunions were always rejected. They ended in a deadlock. Yet, there has always been a group that has continued the efforts for unity. And that's what we're going to consider tonight. This is the NASU, North American Statement of Understanding, and this is what followed it, the Unity Agreement, 2008. These initiatives, they will continue until the return of the Lord. Every few years, they will, if they can come up with changes that they feel like will improve the agreement, they will do so. And the constructors of these documents are very experienced in their craft. They have spent many years of their life attempting to achieve unity as they perceive it. Their skills in argument and manipulation have therefore been keenly honed on the subjects which they address. They grew up under WCF, OO, and Christadelphians for Unity, and they are adults now. And they've been working on this for years, and they have become very good at it. The unamended Christadelphians, and that's us, right here. The exclusive unamended Christadelphians who fellowship under the unamended statement of faith, we reject these initiatives. Other amended ecclesias do not. Therefore, there is division, there is disfellowship, and there is decline within the unamended community. One ecclesia stated, that's right there. One ecclesia stated, we know there are other Christadelphian communities that do not use the BUSF as their basis of fellowship. The one most unacceptable to us is the Birmingham Amended Statement of Faith, BASF, which differs in wording from the BUSF in one major aspect. Proposition number 24, BASF, which requires their members to believe that at the return of Christ, certain individuals who know God's revealed will and have been called upon to obey it, yet refuse to accept baptism into Christ, will be brought before the Lord's judgment seat, even being raised from the dead, only to be condemned. Now, Brother Thomas Williams, 112 years ago, he tried to get the two communities to rally around the unamended statement of faith. Since then, and this ecclesia brings this out in their statement of fellowship, these, over time, there's more and more differences that has arisen. This ecclesia lists 8 more doctrinal differences besides resurrectional responsibility. And they also state in their statement of faith that the amended interpretation of the scripture, as Brother Jim brought out clearly in his three classes, we don't agree on the interpretation of these scriptures. Now, in the February 2003, this is the Christadelphian Advocate, March 2003, June 2003, December 2003, many ecclesias that are sitting right here rejected this North American statement of understanding right here. They rejected it. And statements of faith of more ecclesias that are sitting right out here, they also rejected this North American statement of understanding, and also Unity Agreement 08, and any other binding agreement besides the unamended statement of faith. And I have them all in my briefcase over in the dorm. I have them all. And I wish someone would explain to me how elder brothers who helped write these rejections of NASU, NASU, and UA08, I wish you would come and explain to me how you can take a carload of brethren to ecclesias, gatherings, and Bible schools who are UA08, or they are using UA08 brethren to speak and teach, when this document here, Unity Agreement 2008, is extremely stronger than this document. And this one was rejected. So how could you accept this? I don't understand it. I can't accept it. How do they do it when it goes against their own ecclesias? And I've read all your constitutions and bylaws, all your statements of faith, and you ecclesias that don't have a constitution. I have read your letters that have set a precedent. You have set a precedent that you're opposed to this. So why would you support it? It doesn't make any sense. But there's lots of things taking place now that doesn't make sense. And the answer is, as Brother Thomas mentioned, Aaron Thomas mentioned the other night, it's just Laodicea. We're in a state of, we just tolerate. I'll tell you what it is. I'll show you an example of it. Here's a statement of faith. We either don't know our statement of faith, brothers and sisters, don't know what the statement of faith, the Constitution, and the bylaws of their own ecclesia is, or It doesn't make any difference. That didn't fly very good, did it? I threw it too hard. I need to calm down. Let's see how. See? They ignore it. It doesn't make any difference. And Brother Al, last year, told us why, and if you study history, you know why. We're not worried about what we all agreed to a few years ago. We're doing what's right in our own eyes right now. That's what we're doing. Now, this is an exclusive, unamended Bible school. What is taught here is exclusively unamended. The brothers that teach here will be exclusively unamended. If you don't know that, you know it now. And there's no reason to get it upset. That's the way it is. Now, I thought I got them, but I didn't get them. I asked you to listen. I asked you to purchase Brother Larry Fletcher's tape, CD. It's in the bookstore, $1. It doesn't cost but $1. I think there's, I had 15 made. There's 7 left. Get one of those CDs. It's excellent. It tells why this Bible school is unamended, exclusively unamended, and why it still is. There's some strange things happening in 2012. Staunch, unamended brothers and sisters, what are you thinking about? Read your constitution, your bylaws, and your own statement of faith. And start, hold to it. Our little community is getting smaller by the day. And if we don't wake up, we're going to lose it. We are exclusively unamended Christadelphians. Now, are we the only ones that feel this way? Many staunch amended Christadelphians are opposed to UA08. They do not believe BASF plus UA08 equals BASF. They feel that UA08 compromises their statement of faith just like we should. We should feel that Unity Agreement 2008 compromises the unamended statement of faith. Because if you have studied, if you have sat down and studied the unamended statement of faith, you will know that it does. That is the key. The unamended statement of faith. Read it. Study it. Look those scriptures up. They do not believe that an ecclesia which has committed itself to change its statement of faith. See, they feel like if they accept Unity Agreement 2008, that it's a change to their statement of faith, the BASF. And they don't acknowledge the new understanding of the UA08 document. They don't think it stands up to the BASF. They do not want it combined with UA08, or they don't want it combined with the unamended statement of faith or any doctrines that the unamended community hold to. Do you know what the doctrines are of the unamended community are? You should. You heard some of them, not all of them, but you heard a good portion of them this week. Does it matter what we believe? This is a quote from an amended Christadelphian. The implementation of the NASU UA08 amongst just a few ecclesias has caused a major disruption at all levels in the Central Fellowship. It is certainly causing stress among families, creating unwanted stress in marriages. And listen to this. This is what's coming for us. Setting children, and it's already happened, setting children and parents on opposite sides and putting siblings, brothers and sisters, at odds with one another. It has become a device to split ecclesias. Now, let's go back to the unamended community, us. This is a quote from the Advocate, September 10, page 248. September 2010, page 248. You need to read this. In our judgment, the Unity Agreement 2008 wording on resurrectional responsibility has been slanted to favor the amended community. This document, written by both amended and unamended brethren, and I know just about all of the unamended brethren. Don Davies, Doug Finley. I think Ian Finley he's died. Rod Ginn, he's amended. Ian McPhee, Ron McPhee, and I know some of these Pierces. I remember the name. I know Ron Way. I know Bill Yake. And I know Paul Zellmer. And I also know Don Elliott. And I'll have to say, Don Elliott is probably as nice a man as I have ever met. But I don't agree with him. I don't dislike him. I don't dislike any of these brothers. I don't hate them. I don't hate the amended. I don't even dislike them. I'm not in agreement with them. I don't agree with what they believe. That's why I'm an exclusive, unamended Christadelphian. Brothers and sisters and young people, do you see what's happening? Do you know what's happening? Do you know what's happening? Look at what NASU and UO8 have accomplished. Now think about this. As of January 2011, 18 ecclesias have accepted the Unity Agreement 2008. They've 18 ecclesias. And there may be another one or two by now. And they're not going to stop. This UA08 effort has momentum, it has manpower, it has ample financing. This is a carefully planned effort to achieve reunion. And here's the problem between this fellowship and this fellowship, in spite of what? Doctrinal differences. They're going to agree to disagree, but they have wrote this in favor of the amended. They have written this in favor of the amended. Do you not realize that? Do you elders not realize this? They recognized this in 1986. Elders recognized this in 1986. And these same elders are going to take carloads of young brothers and sisters up there to these ecclesias, gatherings, and Bible schools. The same ones that put this together, and the whole ecclesia agreed to this, it has not been rescinded. What is going on with our community? Are we so concerned, as Brother Aaron talked about, are we so concerned with temporal affairs that we don't notice what's going on? And I'm going to tell you something. I watch a little bit of sports. I pick my guitar a little bit. But I notice this. How come the rest of you are not noticing it? This is serious. 1986, brothers noticed what was coming. They told us in 1986 what was fixing to happen now, and it's happened. It's happened, and it's happening, and it's going to continue to happen. How many more unamended ecclesias will go down this path? Once an ecclesia goes down this path, and our morning exhortation, the brother talked a little bit about this path we choose. They seldom return. Once an unamended ecclesia goes down this path, they do not return. What ecclesias, gatherings, and Bible schools do we encourage our young people and children to attend? Now, there's a nucleus right here of young brothers and sisters. I know them. They believe like I do. And you know what they're doing? They're marrying. Unamended brothers are marrying unamended sisters. Unamended sisters are marrying unamended brothers. And the future unamended brothers and sisters in this little group here, you're going to do the same thing. Because you're exclusively unamended Christadelphians. And if the Lord doesn't return, you'll be here if you can. You'll be here at this Bible school at the September gathering. And in April, if you can, you'll be here. In June, you'll be here. In September, you'll be here. Because you're unamended Christadelphians. And this is an unamended facility. And our activities are unamended. And that's the way it's going to continue. Any of you that don't agree with this here, you are in the minority. We do not dislike you. We do not hate you. We're glad you're here. We hope you will listen and understand what we are trying to say. Ears to hear, eyes to see. Who do we encourage, brothers and sisters? Who do we encourage our young people to select for marriage? Why have so many families left our community over the past 20 years? Their sons and daughters married the amended, and many times the families went with them. They went with them. And I'm not going to name the names. I could name you a bunch of names because I pay attention to what's taking place in our community. Do you? What are you doing? What are you thinking about? It's happening. I mean, it's an unbelievable. They were friends of mine. I was close to them. Went to Bible schools with them. Played basketball with them down here on this gym. Why do some of our young people know nothing about any of this? Is it never discussed in your home? Is our ecclesia one that does not discuss issues? Is it because we have loved ones, family members, and friends that are involved, and we do not want to have a discussion that will cause any strife? What about the other children and the other young people at our ecclesia? Do we consider them and the example that we're setting? Or is it only about us and our family? Is that the only ones that it's about? Now, you young people, this is for you. I know some of the elders in here, they'll tell you that, oh, whatever you do, don't you go to one of these other Bible schools. I'm not going to do that because I know some of you are because you're young people. So what I'm hoping is, I'm hoping that some of the things that I've said might prepare you to go to these other schools. Now, if you go next year, I'm not going to run out here at the drive-in and say, no, you can't come here anymore. You went over there. I'm not going to do that. I just want your eyes to be wide open about what's taking place in the community. Let's turn for, why am I doing this tonight? Why am I doing this? Let's turn to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 16. Second Timothy, everybody look at this. Now, Brother Ben's, he's a lot older than me, but I think I qualify as an elder. Brother Ben's got me by 20 years, but I think I qualify as an elder. I was baptized in August of 1971, and Brother Ken McPhee, Brother Ben's dad, James Washick, was on that committee. And Brother Ben will tell you, I didn't think they were going to ever get through with me, but they finally did. They finally said, okay. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, complete or equipped, so that you'll be equipped. So that's what this is about. I'm trying to prepare you. I charge thee, verse 1, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead in his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and that's now. And it's right here. The problem of unbelief. Some of you don't believe any of this is taking place, I guess. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Now, let's go back over to Psalms 23. You know, you hear about young people, they're always looking for these greener pastures. Well, see, some of you found green pastures right here in Arkansas. That's unbelievable, isn't it? But I know you, and you have. You found your green pastures, at Martinsville, Arkansas. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, all this is a help, which I'm fixing to give you young people. If you want this, come up here and you're welcome to get one. And it's a list of all these 18 ecclesias that have gone Unity Agreement 2008. And when you go to these other ecclesias, these other gatherings, these other Bible schools, listen to where these brothers are from. And what will happen, you will know if you're listening to an unamended brother or a UOA08 brother. And it's a big difference. It is a big difference. Now, this is something that you will learn if you study this NASU document, if you study this UA08 document, if you study it, and you compare it to the unamended statement of faith. That is the key. If you don't understand the unamended statement of faith, you won't see the difference. If you've never studied the unamended statement of faith, you study it first. You look up the scripture. You study it hard. I have studied it hard. And you brothers and sisters that haven't studied it, you better go back and study it again. Because if you don't, you won't get it. You will not get it. Right here, in this little nucleus of young people, they get it. I know they do. I've taught them. We associate with one another. We talk. They get it. What about the rest of you? Do you get it? Evidently not. Now, if you know what's taking place, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you. Brother Andrew, where is he located? Brother Andrew, this will probably involve a couple of more sodas. Would you get this for me? This is the umbrella of the BASF. I want you to hand it to him and just pass it up there and bring it back around. Let them do it. That umbrella is the BASF. Just pass it back. That is a BASF umbrella. And when you go to these ecclesias, these gatherings, and these Bible schools that have got involved with Unity Agreement 2008, that right there is what you are under. That right there, the BASF. If you've got a piece of paper and a pencil, I want you to write this down. Because I'm fixing to tell you what this is in one sentence. One sentence. Now, how many of you here have your driver's license, you young people? Hold your hands up, you've got your driver's license. Who's got a driver's permit? Okay, even you that don't drive, I want you to think about when you and your parents, you're fixing to get on the interstate, the big interstate where everybody's really, they're going fast. And what do they call that when you get on? It's a entrance ramp. An entrance ramp. Now listen to this. You got your paper and your pencil ready? Right here is what this is. I'm fixing to tell you. The UA08 is nothing more than an entrance ramp to the BASF interstate. That's all it is. And if you study this, that's what it is. That's what these brothers are doing. And if you want to, like I said, I named them all a while ago. I know every one of them. They're WCF-00 trainees that's been doing this for years. And they're real good about writing about amended doctrine and trying to influence unamended brothers and sisters to join this. That's what they are. And they are good at it. And they're nice men. You can't help but like them unless you know what's in the unamended statement of faith. That's the key. That is the key. Now, let's go a little bit further. A few years from now, and I'm saying just a few years, the Central Fellowship, the Logos Fellowship, and the Brians, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Are they going to let this Unity Agreement 2008, are they going to let that continue? They don't like it. The UA08, it doesn't fit into the BASF. They do not want any unamended doctrine. It's right here in this. They don't want unamended doctrine together with amended doctrine. They're not going to allow it. Have you not figured that out? What are you going to be? You're going to be amended. They're going to demand that these Unity Agreement 2008 ecclesias go completely BASF. And what will happen? They will. They always do. When do they not? They will be amended. That's the unity. You see this unity right here? That's the unity. The Unity Agreement 2008 Christadelphians are working toward. Now, as I said, some of you have found your green pastures, and some of you are still searching. So what has this been about tonight? Keep your eyes. You remember Brother Al's Sunday school class? Keep your eyes and your ears wide open, because I know you're going to go. You've got brothers and sisters sitting right in here that's going to say, oh, come on up there, it's fun. They got all these young men and all these young women. Oh, it's just going to be wonderful. Do not give your heart to any pretty or handsome face. remember the principles. That you have been taught here this week and all the way back, as Brother Larry told us in April, all the way back to the 1880s. And some of you have been coming here since you were a baby, a little bitty baby. Let these principles that you learned here be your guide. Let's turn to Hebrews 3, 12 through 14. And we want to read the theme for the Bible school. And you know, Jesus Christ, Brother Robert, and this was one of the theme verses that I gave Brother Robert, was how Jesus Christ marveled at what his family, his own relatives, he marveled at their unbelief. Well, I'm going to tell you, I marvel at what some of you brothers are doing that wrote these documents. I was there when you wrote them. I marvel at what you're doing. Hebrews 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Verse 13. Am I violating a commandment? But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. And come back to the Bible school next year and we'll continue with that word steadfast. So, we're going to have our ice cream social here in just a little while. But before you go out of this, before you young people, the ones that want it, especially those of you who are, you're still looking for green pastures, come up here and get you a copy of this and be sure and take it with you. Thank you.